Welcome back. We have Michelle here, host with the most for The Firing Line, answering your health and wellness questions. And I'm sure you have some announcements, Michelle. I think there's something coming up next weekend, if I remember correctly.
You're right. Hi, everyone. Great to be here on our Friday Firing Line. And, of course, as many of you have already said, this week you're waiting for the sale coming up on Memorial Day. Memorial Day 7 for Heaven sale.
Now, I think Memorial Day is, what, the 30th, right?
Yeah, so that's Monday. That day will be off, and that's why we're going to be open Tuesday
are
to
you
take
open
orders.
On, are you open on Friday as well?
Yes.
Beforehand? So
yes.
It actually starts on the 27th.
Yes.
Saturday, and then Saturday the 28th and 29th and then 30th. So you're going to be open on the Tuesday, the 1st of June, right?
Yeah, for those of you listeners that like to order by phone, you still do it the old-fashioned way, which we love. That's why we're here. And when you do order by phone, it's 888-212-8871.
Right.
Otherwise, you go to the website, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, and you can order directly from there. And you can also listen to the program directly
from
the website.
Yeah, actually, the only way to listen to the program is on our website. The link on RBN goes to our link because we post it up on the Deagle Network. Also, the two buttons down after you get the showcast on the first button is the 701 number for Zeno Radio, which is only our show repeated 8 times a day. So if you listen, I post them up after I get the archives from our great board ops here at Republic Broadcasting, and I post it up on Zeno Live, and you can actually listen to the show rebroadcast. So if you don't have a computer, you just dial into that phone number, and it'll play all 3 hours 8 times a day.
Wonderful. So the sale, Bill, will be 7% off, as of course, as you all know, on previous sale prices. So that's for our 3 and 6 packs, the 7% and the free shipping. So enjoy it. If you're new to NutriMedical, it's a perfect time to get in there and save a little bit of money. Right, Bill?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Plus free shipping.
I just was speaking with Jay. Hi, Jay. I know you're listening, and I promised him I would put out his question here. Jay from area code 386, I believe that's Florida. He, Bill, called this morning because he has an inner ear infection, and he can't ride his motorcycle or anything anymore. It's been going on for a year.
Right.
He did write to us, and he thought he should have the Nutridyne and the silver. However, it sounds like it's the Eustachian tubes.
Right. So what often happens, the flu that happened this last year, it causes post-viral inflammation of the Eustachian tube connecting the middle ear and the throat. And if you have it, you're going to get imbalances in your vestibular system, so you may fall over if you're on your motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may have reduced hearing because it's going to dampen with movement of what's called the oval window of the stapes bone that moves to make the sounds convert to neurological input in your middle ear.
Well, he says when he jumps on the little mini trampoline,
right,
he can pop it open, you know, jump
right
real hard.
Yeah, I would recommend what he does.
Is
first
that the Eustachian tube
that? Yeah, the first thing I'd recommend to take is, number one, he wants the antipathogenics, Nutridyne and Allicin Med and Silver. Those are very good. But what he needs, he'll also need Power C Plus and Aller Block initially. That may open it. If it doesn't, within 4 days, he should add Allergan.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Jay, I think you probably got that.
Yeah, and that'll open up his middle ear tube as well. Yeah.
Okay, we have, a couple
questions. And by the way, the other thing that you can add too that still doesn't work is add Cell Defense Plus, which is our new super technology, curcumin, which actually repairs DNA, heals the tissues, and actually restores tissue inflammation along with our Inflamex.
Well, so, I know I'm speaking to Jay. He's on a tight budget.
So I would say to start with just take Power C and then Aller Block.
Okay.
And that'll do the trick. That usually will open it up.
Kevin from Pasadena, California, Bill, his aunt is suffering with dementia.
Right. Dementia, you have to understand what the cause is. There are several different underlying factors. The first is dementia is, in its underlying cause, is type 3 diabetes. It's diabetes of the brain astrocytes. So what you want to do is reduce insulin resistance and glucagon levels and get the GLUT4 transporter working again. So our dibetalene and berberstatin are the first things to use. Mm-hmm. And then I'd add chromium cruciferate. And for the brain metabolism, I'd add Cognition Plus, Brain Power, and Synaptin to get the brain cells going again. And for myelination, because they lose the myelin sheath, I'd add Neurogen and Omega Supreme Krill.
How is dementia different from, I'm just asking this question, Alzheimer's?
It's basically, you don't know exactly what type of dementia someone has unless you do advanced imaging studies. like a PET scan, CT or MRI, or blood flow scan, like a SPECT blood flow.
What's the difference between the two?
It isn't. Dementia, basically, and Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is a diagnosis that you only can prove if you actually do a brain biopsy, and nobody's going to volunteer for that. Mm-hmm. Dementia is a broad spectrum of diseases, including activated viruses from flu vaccine, from your previous childhood vaccines, like the measles, mumps, rubella, because there's a simian virus 40 that can cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. But it can be caused by neurotransmitter imbalances, bovine spongiform encephalopathy. We talked about chronic wasting disease, which is a prion illness. It can be caused by neurodegeneration or microcirculation problems. There's a whole range of things called BAF, or brain on fire. Mm-hmm. And we can counteract it. No matter what the cause is, we can find out what it is, and we can counteract the neurotransmitter problems, dysmyelination problems, and brain on fire problems. And conventional medicine can't. All they do is give Aricept, which is a butyrylcholinesterase inhibitor, and it actually only works for 34 to 35% of people and gives another 2 to 6 weeks of improvement in brain function and actually accelerates neurodegeneration. So do not let your dumb doctor, and I mean he is dumb, there's not a nice word for it, give you Aricept to try to correct dementia. It's going to accelerate your illness. If it does, it only works for a third of adults.
Now, Kevin, for himself, is suffering from a hernia.
Yeah, what you want to do is strengthen the connective tissues, and I recommend to start with Collagen Max and Mountain Red Velvet mm-hmm. and Tendon Mender, because oftentimes it's not the actual hernia, it's the hernial tissues that the tenosites around the connective tissues there in the hernial canal are being stretched and inflamed. So the Tendon Mender, Inflamax, and Collagen Max would be the first ones, and I'd add maybe Mountain Red Velvet. The other thing to strengthen it is to get a hernia belt to take the pressure off anything where it's protruding, and you should get an ultrasound to see if the hernia sac is actually starting to protrude down the canal, because if it is, it needs surgical repair.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Betsy from Louisiana has a great question here today, Bill, and that is that she was reading that forskolin is good for dieting.
Yes, in fact, the Cardassians were the ones pushing that last year.
Oh, yeah.
And forskolin, or coleus forskolii, does a couple things. It converts basically white fat, which is your bad fat around your middle, to brown fat that burns off calories. It also improves microcirculation in your eyes and brain and tissues. Mm-hmm. And the third thing it does is auto-ring deiodination of T4 to T3 and the 5' deiodinase, so it increases the level of activated thyroid hormone. Yeah.
Great. And you didn't change the name of that one, did you?
Yes, I did. I changed the fat mobilizer.
Oh, so we better put forskolin in parentheses.
I put it
so
in a brackets, fat mobilizer, yeah. It's called fat mobilizer. So that's
underneath forskolin.
I beat the Cardassians. I call it fat mobilizer. Although it does other things for atrial fibrillation and for thyroid. So if your thyroid's not coming up, like your T3 isn't coming up, and you're not dealing with... There's six minerals necessary for thyroid deiodination. Most important is Nutriodine, but there's all the other minerals are present in Minerals Plus and Vitamineral Max. If you don't have those minerals, you can't do auto-ring deiodination, or you'll convert to reverse thyroid hormone that actually blocks your metabolism. So if you wanted to go into deep space, you give a slow, to astronauts, give a slow drip or patch to RT3 reverse thyroid hormone. It'll put you into the suspended animation and drop your core temperature to 85 degrees, and you can go for months without eating.
And she has another question. Artificial light. Why is it better to always try to have artificial light than... I mean, to have natural light rather than artificial light.
Because natural light has blue, and blue wakes up your brain and activates the centers of your brain for the REs, for normal sleep wakefulness, and puts you in your normal diurnal cycle.
And they don't put blue in artificial light?
Artificial light doesn't have enough blue, no.
Oh.
And then it's at night, you actually should have the lights and TV turned off, because the blue light wakes up parts of your brain and suppresses melatonin. That's the reason why bright LED screens and so on have a lot of blue. And if you don't turn it off an hour before you go to sleep, your brain can't release melatonin.
It's always best to have natural light, I think.
Yes, natural light's always better, or a full-spectrum bulb that has a full spectrum, whether it's LEDs or these new full-spectrum lights.
Now, CT from Idaho, hey, he's been around with us for many, many years. He gave his friend our ellagic, right?
Yeah, ellagic
acid. Now, ellagic, we often talk about it for cancer. It's very common.
Yeah, it's good for
cancer. But he wanted me to tell you that it actually cleared up in 3 weeks his friend's arteries.
Right, it does. In fact, what it does is if you do a B scan on some of your carotid arteries, and you give ellagic acid, somebody's got a blocked carotid artery, say 75-80% blockage, you'll see the plaque disappear. It also does DNA repair. So I've changed the name to DNA repair brackets, ellagic. It does DNA repair, it does plaque repair, so it actually gets rid of plaque, and it's vascular repair, like in the back of the eye, if you've got wet or dry macular changes or glaucoma, Elagic acid reverses vascular damage, and I use it with the following: Vanaway and Omega Supreme Krill. Those are the three that are working.
Now, why was I thinking it was for cancer?
It is. It actually gets rid of cancer cells. It actually repairs the DNA, or makes the cell go through programmed cell death or apoptosis. There's three apoptotic nutraceuticals. We have elagic acid from the Terminella cibulia, 300 times more than pomegranate, which is the ancient sacred mineral of the ancient Israelites. It was on the Capitol building of all the temples and everything. And it's what it is. It's because it causes DNA repair of your cells and tissues. That's a sacred herb, but the Terminella cibulia has 300 times more of the elagic than even the pomegranate plant. Interesting, eh?
That is. Let's start with the emails, Bill. How about Bob from North Dakota? I listen to RBN at work. However, I never get a full show of anything. I guess he's busy trying to work. That's hard to do. Listen to the shows and work at the same time. Today, you spoke of something for tendonitis. I had a meniscus operation in 2007, and I have arthritis on my left knee. The back of my leg really hurt from the bottom of my buttocks, remember Forrest Gump, my buttocks. To the back of the knee. It feels like a hamstring, but I do not think so as it comes and goes. Sometimes at night it throbs. Can you help with this?
Yeah, the first thing to think of is most likely a cause is he's got what's called a popliteal ganglion. So he's got a ganglion cyst there, and you can do an ultrasound of the back of the knee, and it'll identify if you have that. Several things you can do with it. The first thing you can do is a deep tissue massage with your massage therapist. Second thing is Inflamex. Third is tendon mender, which alters the tenocytes to allow it to regenerate. Mm-hmm. And to heal it, you want to use Mid Velvet, Collagen Max, and Joint Performance, because the cartilage usually is fibrillated and inflamed as well, so that it communicates with the joint space of your intercondylar areas of your knee. So the first thing to take, of course, is the tendon mender, Joint Performance, Collagen Max, and Mountain Red Velvet. And you want deep tissue massage. If it still doesn't respond, you may want a physiatrist to inject that ganglion cyst. I usually don't like steroids to be injected, but you can actually evacuate the fluid from it, and then it'll start to heal. But deep tissue massage will do the trick. It'll hurt like heck, which I do with my massage therapist. As I say, when it gets to the point where it has pain, I said, I start speaking with Austrian accent, because if it's not painful, it will give you no good.
Okay. Hey, guess who's next? Ivan Bill from Walla Walla. I have to say where he's from, without the state. Yeah. Walla Walla without mentioning the city. I usually don't do that, you guys, because I'd like to keep your privacy a little bit there. But Walla Walla, that's the coolest name. Washington.
Yeah.
Today, you and Bill, he goes, hi, Michelle. You and Bill, right out of the gate, now today, he's got this date at May 13th. That was last Friday. Right out of the gate, talked about three items a listener called in about. She thinks his name was Ken. The items were, pardon me, and by the way, we don't take on the firing line
phone calls,
because we have too many emails to do.
Right.
But
it's
you take them after that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we take
calls. No, before that.
We take calls any hour, but it has to be on the topic, or it can be open lines on anything. When I have an open time period, they can call about anything.
I'm going back to our old schedule after that. Actually, you're finished with me now on our new schedule.
Yeah, this is the last hour. And then, of course, I do videos afterward in about a half an hour with Ann on recapping her stuff on science, the science blog.
Now, Ivan goes on to say, the items were Supernox, Nutritrala, and he can't remember the next one. Three things.
Well, and Supernox, I thought it was probably cardiovascular.
I thought it was cardiovascular.
Yeah, the cardiovascular
was the question. So I thought this was probably the answer. I'm not sure about the Nutritrala part, but Supernox for sure.
Supernox is nitric oxide stimulant, and it helps you to release nitric oxide.
For cardiovascular health, the next would be cardiovascular. And the third one would be what?
I would add probably magnesium glycinate.
Yeah.
You start with
magnesium.
And then you add other things like gamma E plus to get rid of the hydroperoxy, nitroperoxy radical. Then elagic acid, omega supreme krill with astaxanthin. In other words, there's no reason for you to develop plaque. And if you have plaque, we can get rid of it. And the best test, by the way, to determine if you have existing plaque isn't a stress treadmill test, because you miss 12% of people. It's a high-speed CT with an 8-second test with a calcium score of your arteries. It's better than a treadmill stress test or a chemical cardiac test where you actually give drugs to speed up the heart rate. And it's the EKG will pick up 14%. A stress treadmill will pick up about 78%. What's called induction or pharmacological treadmill will pick up a few percent more, but you'll pick up virtually all cases of existing unstable plaque with a high-speed CT and calcium score.
My hairdresser, Nancy, she's a good friend as well, was singing the praises of our magnesium glycinate yesterday, and I know that you often stress how important is magnesium.
Magnesium is the element of life, okay? In every plant on Earth, they convert sunlight, including the benthic layer of the oceans. In every plant on Earth, magnesium captures sunlight. In the body, magnesium is a major counter-ion to calcium. Calcium causes contraction like your arteries, your heart, and everything. Mm-hmm. And the only thing to counteract is magnesium. Potassium is a secondary mineral. And if you don't have adequate magnesium, it's present virtually in every disease as you have unopposed calcium activity through calmodulin 1 and 2, control of what's called phosphorylase A and B.
Because she says she recommends for her customers, her clients, I should call them, that's what she calls them, clients, she'll say that, you know, are you taking enough magnesium when she sees their hair isn't healthy?
Right. Well,
and biotin, she said, as well.
Well, biotin's necessary for hair and skin and nails. Mm-hmm. That's true. But the most important thing for your whole body, number one, is magnesium. Second is our minerals and vitamin mineral max, minerals plus. And it's not like other vitamins. These are tracks, protein, amino acid, chelates, so a special transport mechanism brings it in the cell. And then I add NDMEs to increase that absorption.
Well, for your hair, Collagen Max is awesome.
Yeah, Collagen Max is number one.
Yeah.
Second one for the hair is the Her Majesty's Royal Jelly that makes pro-collagen, okay, which is a pentathene or a modified B5 mm-hmm. in royal jelly. And then the third thing, of course, is to add Mountain Red Velvet, open a capsule twice a day under your tongue, and we're working on capsules so we can encapsulate it, get to your terminal ileum, and turn it into a micelle so it goes to the target tissues easier.
Okay, we have Johnny next, Bill, and he says, Dear Michelle, would you please ask Dr. Bill for a protocol for my mom? She's 85 and had recently suffered a hospital stay because she had a huge bacterial infection I think was set off by her hygiene limitations. I think it was vaginal from her colon neglect.
No, the most common cause is diverticulitis or left-sided appendicitis. So the first thing she needs is colon cleanse and Allicin Med and Neutrodyne. And she needs to recolonize her gut with living probiotic, the Rizal 6 strain from Paris, the Pasteur Institute, and living probiotic every second or third day. 95% chance, even without any other medical history from her, mm-hmm. she has a bout of diverticulosis. It's very rare to see anything else causing that, unless she's got periodontal disease in her gums, mm-hmm. That she had an acute infection. And so most likely she had a bout of diverticular problems. So the antipathogenics, three biggies are Neutrodyne number one, 15 drops three times a day. Allicin Med 1 to 2 three times a day. Silver 100, one spray per 10 pounds of body weight 3 to 4 times a day. And then you got to use Berberstatin to clear out the lower colon. Living probiotic ultra. And you got to be aggressive because if you don't clear it out, you'll end up with a partial colectomy surgically to rescue her, and she could get peritonitis and die. So now, you get septic very quickly from this.
For our listeners, when you hear Dr. Deagle say Berberstatin and other products, they're all on our website, and they're all on NutriMedical.
Right. And
so if you
want to
find out, problem finding them or spelling them or anything, either call us or email, and we'll help you.
And by the way, we set it up, and we have an icon you post up there the other day, Michi, which is, I'd rather people that contact me by email and try to wander through and figure it out themselves in the wellness condition. So we basically say, email Dr. Bill. There's no charge for me to email you back to tell you what to start with.
Yeah, it's a direct link.
Direct link, to my email. So do that. Don't try to go and figure it out yourself. And please don't think you can second guess by going to a naturopath or an MD, even if they're alternative, and think you're going to get better information. You're not. You're wasting your time.
Johnny goes on to say she also fell in the bathtub in February and strained her right knee. I think she extended her tendons by falling on her heel and stretched or torn her knee, but the x-ray and soft tissue scans didn't show any damage.
Yeah, but that's an x-ray. It's useless. In order to do it, you have to do what's called MR arthrogram of the knee with radiomagnetic dye to see partial tears of the ligaments that are in the substance of them. And you'll be able to see fluid in the specific compartments of the patellar bursa or inside the knee or partial ligament tears. You can't see it
she
on
X-ray. She was a Bill, God love her, but she was a kindergarten teacher for 50 years.
Wow.
Oh, my.
5-0.
That's amazing.
So the little ones love her. Yeah.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll have a question from Albert.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing. And you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right. They'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. Or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com or call 800-659-7384.
Hold your breath and count to 10.
Okay, I'm going to have to pull that song. That's all there is to
it. I got to tease you, though. So you chose that song.
So what do we have for prostate?
We have ours is called Prostate Flow. It is the most powerful supplement available. 1 to 2 soft gels twice a day will reverse your prostate. The xenoestrogen detox will pull the xenotoxins or endocrine disruptors. And hormone synergy will release the male hormone. But the most important is just Prostate Flow and the xenoestrogen detox to take the biotoxins and the endocrine disruptors out.
Back to Albert, Bill, I just mentioned before the break. He says, I believe I have an under-functioning thyroid. Body temperature underarm first thing in the morning is 94 on average.
Right.
Oral is 96. Never getting to 97 or 98. Seem to have all the symptoms. What would you suggest I try?
Well, let me explain a little bit more what thyroid does. Thyroid is the key, the ignition key for the mitochondria in your cells. Mm-hmm. It regulates thyroid hormone. T3 regulates the 5' deiodinase to release activated what's called the oxidative phosphorylation and the electron transport chain to make ATP and NADH, right? Now, there's two sources of temperature in your body. Brown fat, again, remember, forskolin and lipoflush will convert your white fat to brown fat. The second is muscle twitching, okay, and it's dependent on the amount of T3 in the muscles. There's 700 minerals necessary for thyroid conversion. The most important is Neutrodyne. So I tell people take Mitothyroid, 2 capsules in the morning, 2 mid-afternoon, Neutrodyne 10 drops twice a day, selenium cruciferate. The most important mineral that's missing is selenium, and you need a cruciferate, which is developed by John Hopkins, and the minerals in Minerals Plus and Vitamin Mineral Max, because you need 7 minerals to proper peripheral 5' deiodinase.
What does selenium do?
Selenium is necessary for the enzyme. It's a primary mineral for the 5' deiodinase. It also supports the production of glutathione peroxidase, because when you get the when you get type 2 diabetes, right, you end up, it's the most common cause of hypothyroidism. It's not thyroglobulin problems with thyroid goiter, which is post-viral, usually after an adenovirus, and it takes a time course up to 18 years to go from inflamed thyroid to thyroid deficiency. The most common cause, you can measure anti-thyroglobulin and antimicrosomal antibodies if someone has had the problem, and their goiter will swell for a pretty years and then shrink. The most common 20 to 30 cases for every one case of thyroid goiter is just type 2 diabetes and mineral deficiencies. And if they're making reverse T3, our T3, when you measure your test, you want a free T3 and free reverse T3, as well as the high sensitivity TSH.
From Albert, looking at his temperatures, you know, like
he needs to be in Mitothyroid. Mitothyroid, 2 capsules twice a day. Right. Neutrodyne, 10 drops twice a day. Oh. Selenium cruciferate, 1
is
in the morning.
Is selenium in any food? Can you get that anywhere natural? Cruciferate?
No. Well,
what does cruciferate mean?
It's made in cruciferous vegetables hydroponically at John Hopkins University.
Okay.
And John Hopkins University in their plant science department has been able to grow it with high concentration of selenium in hydroponic labs,
cool.
And that's how it's made. And selenium is depleted from our soil, so is chromium, vanadium, and manganese and other trace minerals. And need all these trace minerals, which are present as trax amino acid chelates and Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus. So I tell them at least 1 capsule a day of Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus, along with at least 1 capsule of selenium cruciferate, and to restore your thyroid. And if you measure your core body temperature, it should go up within a month to 2 months. Your levels of free T3 and free reverse T3, the reverse T3 should drop, your T3 should go up, and your TSH should be normal. But if your RT3 is too high, the reverse T3 test will completely screw it up, so it doesn't mean anything. So your reverse T3 has to be in a normal range, or it's going to mess up your TSH test.
Next bill is John from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. Dear Michelle, please thank Dr. Deagle for his and your ministry. You're welcome.
I'm
blown away with Silver 100. After 1 day of use, my bronchial congestion has loosened up. I know. That stuff is amazing.
Yeah, we have asthma and COPDers. It literally gets better immediately.
The wheezing at night is almost gone, and that is after 1 day of use. I have the protocol for Pyrenees or whatever.
Pyrenees.
And look,
which is scar tissue.
Forward to getting that straightened out.
Scar tissue in the penile shaft with elastin.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, the rapist and chief of the previous government, Billy Clinton.
I told you about my memory. I forgot what that was already. That was only like a few shows ago. Like, that was, what, 3 or 4 shows ago?
Take a Cognition Plus, Mishi. I know you're
Cognition Plus, Mishi.
Yeah. And if you don't want to swallow pills, open the pill.
Why do you say that instead of Brain Power? What about the Brain Power?
Brain Power is vinpocetine. It helps oxidative stress, but neurotransmitters, you need the Cognition Plus. The Brain Power is protected.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And host with the most, Mishy here. Michelle, you got lots of more good questions.
Yeah, Marie is next in an email. I have osteopenia and mild arthritis. I would appreciate your advice as to what products I should take for these conditions, and also I had my gallbladder removed over 30 years ago, and I was wondering if Gastrozyme or perhaps something else would help.
Yeah, 87% of people that had previous cholecystectomy still have symptoms because they get dysmotility of the bile ducts, and they've got acid bile reflux to the lower duodenum, so they get what's called bile duodenitis. Mm-hmm. So first you restore motility to the lower stomach and bile. You want to use IBS care, which is a bowel-released form of carnitine to normalize peristaltic movement of the myenteric plexus. GastroHeal, chew 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day. And to heal the bile ducts and so on, you want to use the Cell Defense Plus 2 caplets 3 times a day will heal the bile ducts, along with the use of immune immunoglobulins that coat the GI tract. Because a lot of times there's a chronic dysbiosis, and that's where things like the living probiotic and the Allicin Med will come in.
What about for osteopenia?
Osteopenia is a bone generator. And by the way, a bone generator is not like any other calcium.
What is osteopenia?
Osteopenia is one step below osteoporosis. That for your age, it's about one standard deviation off normal. Mm-hmm. And if you're osteopenic and you're in your 50s, by the time you're in your 60s, you're going to have something break. So it's really serious. And the first thing to do is to take 3 to 6 bone generator, half hour to 45 minutes after your two largest meals. Take 3 soft gels of 5,000 units each of Micell D3. Take 1 to 2 capsules of Myco D2. 1 to 2 capsules of Micell D3, what's called full vitamin K2, which is minoquinone 7. And I would take Collagen Max as the number one, because your bones, 42% of your dry weight of your bones is collagen. And most of the time, the collagen is defective in the structures, like building concrete bridges without rebar. And the most common thing is they'll give them alendronate, these toxic drugs that can cause a rupture of your lower esophagus and mediastinitis that can kill you.
So the three most important of those.
Bone Generator, Mycel D3, and Collagen Max.
Collagen Max, thank you. And yeah, now for mild arthritis, what would you recommend?
Inflamax, and I would use probably the Joint Performance as the first two. And the third one I would add would probably be, Tendon Mender.
Okay. Carol, in an email, I have had a sore next to my spine between my shoulder blades for a couple of years now, a sinus infection that never goes away and produces a clear foamy fluid and crawling scalp. There used to be little red cell-like structures that seemed embedded in my nose, but I haven't seen them for quite a while. Do you think this is a fungal infection, and if so, what should I take?
Well, it sounds like what she has is a lesion on the back of her neck. And that lesion, the first thing you want to do is have it looked at by a dermatologist to make sure it's not a basal cell carcinoma or some other form of chronic abscess. The most common thing, it may be what's called an infected branchial cyst, because a lot of time there are cysts that are along the branchial arch that can be there from the time of birth, and they can get infected later on in life, and they may have to be surgically excised. So if it's persisting, the first antipathogenics to take are Neutrodyne, 15 to 20 drops 3 times a day, Allicin Med, 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day, and then I would probably add to that Nutri Defense to boost your immune system to fight the infection. And you can irrigate out the cavity or the area with a dilute solution of Neutrodyne, and that'll help to clean out the pathogens. But the problem is that you want to get it looked at to make sure there's no precancerous changes or that it's an infected branchial cyst, because it might need surgical excision by a dermatologist or plastic surgeon.
Right. Now, this sinus infection she has that very common to see. Goes away?
Yeah, the most common thing is you've got what we call a chronic, what we call a pathogen soup, and usually have fungi, bacteria, mycobacteria, and you may even have parasites. You wouldn't believe I pulled out Ascaroides, Lumbricoides, and other worms right out of people's nose, too.
Oh,
and they should understand that a lot of times everything involved there. So the first thing you do, get a SinuPulse Elite and put Neutrodyne, 30 to 40 drops in the chamber, so 800 mils of water, and you want SinuAir powder with either pure water system water or distilled water. Irrigate 200 mils per side 4 times a day. Of your sinus cavities, which will wash out one side.
By the way, SinuPulse, a SinuPulse machine you can get at
Walmart or Amazon or wherever.
Or Walgreens.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Any pharmacy.
Yeah, the second thing
you do. They're usually around $70 to $90.
Yeah, second thing you want to do is you want to take Allicin Med, 2 capsules 3 times a day, and Silver 100 nasal spray, 4 to 6 sprays every 2 hours in each nostril. And that'll clean out the garbage in there. And then the second thing you want to heal the sinus cavity walls, which is to take anti-inflammatory cell detox glutathione, because the most important free radical in the nose is peroxy radical. And then you want to heal the membranes with taking Nutrimmune capsules, or with an ageless. The immunoglobulins will heal it, heal the sinus cavities. And then also regenerating these tissues, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol. You want to burst the capsule and hold it in your mouth, because it'll circulate through your mouth and sinus cavities. And it'll speed up the healing of your sinuses. And but the most important thing is a SinuPulse with a SinuAir powder. So it's ruosmolar. You can buy SinuAir powder online at Amazon or
I think it comes Walgreens. With it initially.
It can. You can buy more. But you want to use distilled water or pure water system water, because it has to be demineralized.
And you put the Neutrodyne right in with that?
Yeah, in the chamber. You want to put 30 to 40 drops in the chamber, which will do for about half a day. If you're doing 200 mils per side, you have to fill the chamber twice a day. But that'll clean out your sinuses like crazy. You want to avoid a turbinectomy or antrostomies, because if you do 3 surgeries on your nose, you screw up your nose and it'll never be the same. So you try to reduce the turbinate hypertrophy and the bony abnormalities. And the only time you do surgery is if you've got a deviated septum that's blocking the ostium of the sinus cavity. Because a lot of time, if the ostium is blocked, you get a chronic sinus infection. And you can do a spiral thin section coronal CT, and you can see the fluid in there and all the crap. And you can actually see the infection in the bone, believe it or not.
Yeah. Next, Bill, is Karen from Oklahoma. I have RA, is that rheumatoid
arthritis? Yeah.
And would like to be advised on how to treat it.
First off, we treat autoimmune disease and cancer the same way, believe it or not, the first stages. Number one, Inflamax, 5 capsules twice a day. Cell Defense Plus, which is our special curcumin, 2 capsules 3 times a day. Anti-inflammatories, Inflamax, very, very important. Then you want to be taking for RA... Malignant Arrest, 2 packets twice a day. Elagic Acid, 2 capsules 3 times a day. Maligna Block, 2 capsules, 3 times a day. Power C Plus, 3 to 6 capsules, 3 times a day. 2 capsules of full vitamin K2, 3 times a day. And then to stop the, to heal the tissues, you want Tendon Mender, 2 capsules, twice a day. Joint Performance, 2 capsules, twice a day. Mountain Red Velvet, 1 capsule opened up under the tongue, 3 times a day. And the area will settle. But you have to be on a ketogenic diet. And you have to kill off the what we call the anaerobic organisms and the anaerobic metabolism in the tissue, because it's when it goes anaerobic that you get abnormal antigens, and the infection in the rheumatoid arthritis is Mycoplasma ominous incognita. So it's very hard to grow. I worked in the synovial analysis lab 40 years ago in medical school, and about 57% of cases we could actually grow in research labs, the mycoplasma. So it's a chronic mycoplasmal infection that triggers off the autoimmune disease.
Is that hereditary?
No.
No,
it's not hereditary, but it's infective. And the problem is that their average doctor, including rheumatologists, don't treat it that way, so they put steroid injections in the joints, or they do disease-modifying drugs like Rydor, which is gold salts, or chloroquine and other ones that can make you blind and destroy your retina, or they give you disease-modifying drugs that will actually knock out parts of your immune system so you get weird cancers.
But what's the difference between rheumatoid arthritis and
regular osteoarthritis is cytokines and nitric oxide radical in your joints. Increased levels of TNF-alpha, IFN, gamma, and SRSA.
Simple answer.
Inflammatory cytokines are caused by elevated insulin resistance and elevated nitric oxide radical. So it's a totally different disease. It is inflammatory, but it's not the same. It's not an autoimmune condition. It's a pro-inflammatory condition in osteoarthritic degeneration.
And which one? The autoimmune?
It means there's abnormal proteins on the cell surface.
The rheumatoid is autoimmune?
Autoimmune, and osteo is not autoimmune.
And osteo is?
Not autoimmune. It's a metabolic disorder where you got free radicals and cytokines in the joint and nitric oxide radical.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Next is Amber from here in California on her iPad. Hi, Dr. Deagle. I am miserable. I'm healthy except gut. I've done everything. I started your Alimax. So the Alimax is the 180 milligrams.
Yeah, you might want to go up to Allison Med, which is going to be 4 times
that. She said, hoping I can kill parasites. She said, good thing my hives left after 2 days of taking the Alimax. But she needs something more powerful, Bill.
Well, I'd give her Berberstatin, 2 capsules, 2 to 3 times a day. I would also give her Neutrodyne, 15 to 20 drops. And that. And then you want to recolonize with Living Probiotic twice a day and Living Probiotic Ultra, because when you got a really screwed up gut, it can last for years, and it can also predispose to many major illnesses.
Listen to these symptoms. However, I'm constipated, have gas, feel bloated all the time.
Right.
I'm only 120 pounds. I work out like every day. So she says,
she's got a motility disorder.
Help. Big thanks and praise Jesus.
Yes. Good.
She says.
That's good. She has a dysbiotic bowel with abnormal motility disorder. She's probably developing diverticuli, which are infected fecalists that have anaerobic bacteria, and they deconjugate the toxins that your liver conjugates to. And when they deconjugate them, they re-release biotoxins that go back to your target organs and cause cancer. Right, so it's really important. Diverticuli and lower gut dysbiosis is not a minor thing. It's the primary cause of cancer. Isn't that interesting?
Yes. Very. Next is John from Florida. Hi, Dr. Bill. I wanted to know your thoughts on getting a colonoscopy, whether or not I should get one, and how safe are they?
Well, just 5 steps before you get there. The first step is a stool to call blood, and you have to avoid red meat, aspirin, and vitamin C for 5 days. Mm-hmm. Then if the test is positive, you do a sigmoidoscopy, and if the sigmoid is negative, then you do an ultrasound of your lower bowel and make sure you don't have any, especially in the right side, like the cecum, because the most common cancer on the right side of the colon is cecal cancer, which is the end of the large bowel as it attaches to the small. If the ultrasound is negative, then I would do a colonoscopy, but you have to make sure it's properly cold sterilized. Otherwise, you get what's called clindamycin-resistant enterococci, and it can either make you very sick or kill you. And there's a lot of people there are lawsuits over what called CRE-infected scopes that aren't properly sterilized. And a lot of doctors are making people get chronic dysbiosis by giving them CRE. So you don't rush in. And colonoscopies, by the way, if it's done by a junior resident or somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, they have a really good possibility of puncturing your bowel.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure. Sigmoidoscopy is only if your stool test is positive for blood. And if you're if you have a negative ultrasound, because the ultrasound will tell you if you have lesions, or you can even do a spiral CT. I like the ultrasound because there's no radiation.
You should have a good reason to do it in the
first place. Right. The colonoscopy is there's cancer on the right side of the colon is so rare that you need to either have a positive, a negative sigmoid, a negative abdominal ultrasound for polyps or lesions, mm-hmm. or a positive CT scan that says we need to go in and biopsy it and send it off to a pathologist.
Nowadays, they're trying to tell everyone, go for a colon. You know,
no, mind. It's all business.
Yeah, it's all business.
Yeah, you need a sigmoidoscopy. 95% of cancers are within the range of the sigmoidoscope. But if the sigmoid's negative and your stool plus is positive and your ultrasound shows it doesn't show a lesion, then you need a colonoscope and a biopsy of the terminal small bowel, terminal large bowel, which is the cecum, which joins to the small bowel.
Okay, next is anonymous. Anonymous. We haven't had anonymous for a while.
Yeah.
First of all, it's a praise report that your gallbladder protocol has improved his wife's condition.
There you go.
We
improved in her motility.
For that,
by the way, there can be Helicobacter or other pathogens growing in a bile duct and common bile tree. There also may be anomalous anatomy.
What are you talking about now?
40% of people with a gallbladder problem have reflux of bile acids up into their up into their pancreatic ducts, and they're getting pain from their pancreas, not their gallbladder, because they got reflux bile going back in their pancreatic common pancreatic bile ducts because of anomalous anatomy. So what I tell people to do is if the treatment that we give, the natural treatment, doesn't work, you need the next test is an ultrasound of your upper abdomen to look for pseudocysts in the pancreas. And if they're pseudocysts, you need an ERCP done by a gastroenterologist or radiologist. It's an endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatography to see, because you have anomalous anatomy, you need surgery.
Okay.
This is a time when surgical intervention is absolutely essential if you've got weird anatomy, because if you don't, you're at risk of getting pancreatic cancer or massive bleeding from your pancreas.
Good to know.
Yeah.
The main of this whole email, the main questions is about angina and going to bed and having cold hands and cold feet.
That's Raynaud's syndrome. Raynaud's syndrome is really easy to reverse if you take our number one CardioVasc, number two Supernox.
What does that have to do with angina?
It's spasm of arteries. Most people that have angina having spasm of their larger arteries, and you'll see it on a high-speed CT scan where they're actually at bifurcation of blood vessels.
Yeah.
And so if you're trying to reverse angina, the first step is CardioVasc, magnesium glycinate, gamma E+, Supernox. And then you want things to protect the blood vessel wall like ellagic acid, omega supreme krill, and BioLVR, which will make tetrahydrobiopterin, so you'll be able to do that. And then you want to take selenium and cell detox glutathione and neutrochala to stop the free radicals that damage the blood vessel wall and lose what's called SOD1. Mm-hmm. And we have also extra SOD1 in our NutriDefense, because it's lack of superoxide radical protection that causes vasospasm in the arteries and lack of biopterin, which is a tetrahydrobiopterin that keeps your blood vessels producing nitric oxide. So people with angina, you just a Holter monitor.
What is angina, Bill?
Spasm of the blood vessels that supply your heart, so your heart, quote, hurts.
Yes.
But most people have silent angina where they have SDT wave changes on a Holter, and they've never shown signs of shortness of breath or chest pain. One-third of males over 30 that have a Holter monitor will show SDT wave changes that are serious at night when they're not doing anything, not even having sex, just sleeping or having, you know, rapid eye movement, deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually having angina spells and they don't know it.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's anybody with hypertension,
yes,
is having angina spells with or without symptoms.
Oh, wow. Good
yeah, and you have to assume until proven otherwise.
Yeah.
And the reason is all those people have magnesium deficiency. They have increased levels of free radicals, so they're oxidizing cholesterol and fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting damage to their blood vessels, which is where CardioVasc, ellagic acid, omega supreme krill, and these other things like cell detox, glutathione, and neutrochala will stop the free radical damage, because that's why they're getting vasospasm. And if you don't correct it, they'll eventually turn those spastic areas into unstable plaque that will eventually rupture and kill them.
Mark Bill from North Carolina. Three weeks ago, I woke up, and within an hour from rising, I developed a pain in my left shoulder between my shoulder blade and my spine at the level of about T2, and pain began to shoot down my left arm, both on the inner and outer side, as far down as my ring and little finger, which are now both numb.
Right.
I started using ice and heat packs. I guess he went to a chiropractor, and he goes on to an orthopedic surgeon here, Bill. And then going on the fourth week, and I now have significant muscle strength loss in my hand. I'm unable to open up a bottle of water, put on a belt or socks, or button my collar or pants. That's pretty severe.
Yeah, there's three sources of pain there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first is the musculus ligamentous pain, which is from the upper cervical spine.
Uh-huh.
And the most, there's a 18 pinch points for the ulnar nerve and 22 for the median nerve between the motor neurons in your spinal cord and the end plate in your hands.
Uh-huh.
The second is the esophageal and heart are innervated with the same autonomic input, what's called homunculus. So the fact is you could have esophageal problem like hiatal hernia and esophageal reflex, or you can have coronary artery spasm or even a dissecting aneurysm. And they'll all present with the same pain.
Oh, really? So how would you ever know what it was? How could you even guess? He's even guessing here if it's thoracic outlet syndrome.
It could be. But the thing is, the problem is that diagnostically, he's going to a subspecialist before he goes to a generalist to find the cause. The most important first thing to do is to look at the possibility that he may be having esophageal problems, number one, most commonly. And what I do there is I would recommend that you take GastroHeal to mm-hmm. stop any esophageal problems and IBS care. Mm-hmm. For the heart, I put him on a cardiovascular and an angina protocol for blood pressure and so on. And if the pain persists, he needs what's called an axon 2 nerve scan to look at the A-delta and C-fibers and find the spinal nerve root level at which he's having the pain.
Yeah.
We can refer him to a doctor if he consults me that can do an axon 2 scan, and then it'll tell you whether or not he needs a spiral CT scan or other imaging to find out if there's an anatomic encroachment of the nerves.
When we come back, Michael.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-L-A-N-D-H-O-1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. L-A-N-D-H-O.TV right now.
And welcome back. And as I say, I'm available to also help doctors anywhere around the world. Doesn't matter what specialty, dentists, professional trainers, whatever. All you have to do is just drop an email.
Michael, Bill is next, is sent from his iPhone near Fort McMurray, Alberta, Canada.
That's right, up near the giant fire that, by the way, is still spreading to Saskatchewan. I think it's destroyed a large part of Fort McMurray, although not all the homes. A lot of them were destroyed.
Didn't you say the smoke was all the way to the East Coast?
No, it went all
New
the way.
York
yeah, it was.
But
no, it went further south. It went all the way to Florida.
To Florida, wow. Anyways, he says, hi there. I recently placed an order of a pretty substantial amount, and unfortunately, due to the forest fires in Fort McMurray, I was evacuated before the products came in the mail. I don't know where the order is right now, and I'd really love to have my NutriMeds. Yeah, Mitzi took care of that. Form.
Yeah,
just to let you know.
Track the package and reship it to the correct area.
Yeah. She did, yeah. Jean-Pierre in an email. Hi, Dr. Deagle. I listened to you on RBN, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions for early-stage Parkinson's, loss of equilibrium and shaking in the legs, etc.
Yes, indeed. In fact, the primary neurotransmitter that regulates motor movement in the brain is not only norepinephrine and dopamine. So the first thing I recommend for Parkinson's disease is free radical control with cell detox, glutathione, and nitrotrala. Mm-hmm. Second thing is dysmyelination, which we use with sphingolin, which we use from MS, but also Neurogen. And the third, believe it or not, is we've discovered that if you use cytidine, choline, uridine, monophosphate, and if you have what's called an acetylation disorder, we talked about this yesterday with Jonathan. Uh-huh. If somebody sends me their 23andMe and Prometheus analysis, I can determine whether they need the uridine monophosphate or uridine. Because the reason why I do that is because if they have a slow accelerator, which is 20% of the population, so the QRMA will also pick up if you have a specific deficiency. But what happens is acetylation, what you do is you take the three things, fat-soluble thiamine, ultrathiamine B1, CDP or cytidine choline, mm-hmm. and either uridine, which is a triacyl uridine, or the uridine monophosphate. And if you're suspicious and you don't want to do the test, just take uridine. And it'll increase acetylcholine levels in the brain, and it counteracts the effects of Parkinson's. The next is to add what's called mood energizer, which is the acetyltyrosine. Because of acetylation, a lot of people can acetylate tyrosine, and it converts to dopamine and norepinephrine that regulate the secondary motor neuron in your brain. So I can give nutraceuticals. We can actually, if you want to do, I can do testing to prove that what I'm saying is, works in terms of neurotransmitters. And you can also do deep brain studies and so on and imaging. So it's possible. Plus, also we have peptides that can alter your brain regeneration. And we have things like mild hyperbaric oxygen and other treatments that we can add to it. And transcranial therapies like lumen photon and micropulse that'll help your tissues to regenerate. So there's many things available, including right up to stem cell transplants, but what we find most of the time, all you need to do is take our acetyltyrosine or mood energizer, cell detox glutathione,
which
and Neurogen.
One was that one? What was that?
They used to call it Norival, N-O-R-I-V-A-L, but I call it mood energizer.
You're making everything complicated.
It's mood energizer because
if
you got low energy.
Does that go under Norival? I hope so.
Yeah, it does. And if you have low, what's called hypoactive depression.
So we know what it is.
If you have hypoactive depression, it'll fix it up literally within an hour.
I know people, you did that to make it easier for everyone.
Right, but you just put it in brackets as an arrival.
Yes, we're used to
put it in brackets
as an
arrival, yeah.
Anyways, I guess that's it.
So, yeah, it's very easy. And the acetylcholine support protocol along with the dopamine support will fix it literally better than drugs, and it does it faster. You don't have to wait days. It works within hours.
Well, thank you for listening. God bless you. We'll be back here next Friday. Bill will be back here on Monday, of course. And next Friday, we'll be back for the last hour. And, of course, the sale will already be on. So that'll be pretty exciting.
Yeah, do support us here at NutriMedical. Do get all your nutraceutical needs here. Don't wander elsewhere.
Please do. That's our only method, our only way of support is just...
And we support you. We pray for you as well.
Amen.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-4444. 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.